Come Union, a poem by Nathaniel Zulig, artist in residence at University Lutheran Chapel. Part 1, The Architecture of the Temple. This body is a temple. Even more than that, it is the prototype and unrivaled pinnacle of all architectural feats. Inside of it is an ecosystem, a bustling metropolis of cells, pulsing and racing and working for the good of the whole. I recall a time in some distant past when there were no bodies anywhere, only microorganisms swimming around from here to there, probably not so different from you and I. Eventually, they got organized, first into plants, feeding on the rain, the soil, and the light of the sun, and into animals, feeding on the plants and on one another, then finally into us. And yet, from where I stand now, all of that seems almost like a dream. And fantastically elaborate but incidental backstory, when in reality, this moment that I occupy is merely a blink of time in comparison with what life has gone through to get here. Yes, to be anything at all is an immense work of organic engineering, a work so concise, harmonious, and elegant that it also stands as the masterwork of all artistic creations. Something disturbs me, though, as I look closer at this temple. Where did the building blocks for such a structure come from, anyway? Haven't they always come from the bodies of life itself, from consuming other masterworks of God? Simpler works, maybe, but no less inspiring in their uncanny inventiveness. Yes, their coming was cut short, and the structures were broken up to construct this creation. And nothing that grows has ever grown any other way. I touch my mouth. These jaws are the jaws of hell, to everything that is swallowed in death, for this temple to remain standing. A sacrifice must continually be made, or destruction soon comes for me instead. When he, not busy being born, is busy dying. So this is the price of my continual becoming and growing. How terribly beautiful and painful, life building upon itself with itself, governing and unifying itself into ever-renewed creations through all the endless procession of decomposition and recomposition, unity and sacrifice. These two themes appear inseparable. And here I see the heart of Christ embedded and at work in life wherever it grows. Part 2, The Beauty of the Sanctuary. It's difficult not to admire the architecture of a temple, so mysteriously astounding as the human body, but in the inner chamber of the upper room of this same temple lies an even greater wonder. Yes, inside this temple, there is a place of almost unspeakable beauty, and to speak of it at all requires a language foreign to many, the language of poetry and metaphor. In this sanctuary, a river of light streams through the stained glass windows of the soul, and the mind is tinted and washed in the flood of stories and images that come pouring through them endlessly, moment after moment. Look up to the ceiling and see the faces and figures of those you've known, whether in fiction or in religion or in reality. Heroes, villains, family, friends, enemies, deities, teachers, dearest lovers. See them all present in the great panorama painted across the inner walls of the great dome that encapsulates this sanctuary. Look around you and see the halls of your memory carved with every character that has ever made a deep and lasting impression on you. See the sharpest and the most penetrating words they have spoken, chiseled in stone above the doorways. We are what we eat. And in this room, the soul hungers for love and for knowledge, for truth, for beauty, and for purpose. It hungers for the fullness of life and a steady diet of any food for thought or any stream of consciousness is bound to shape us in drastic ways. But where does this river come from that both creates and colors my mind, memory, and spirit? These characters that have formed, informed, and inspired me, I did not create them. No, I merely opened my eyes and received them, the same as anyone has. And from them, I received their love, words, and actions poured out for me in their time and their energy. Yes, I know that not only their energy, but their time, too. It is very much a limited commodity, and yet, so often they have chosen to spend it nowhere else but with me. And so I must say, thank you. Yes, this river that streams into the temple windows flows for the perpetual sacrifices of others and makes us who we are. It is the clay we sculpt with and the blueprint we imitate. Every good martyr, soldier, mother, father, servant, laborer, friend, teacher, beloved, they all daily reveal to us a glimpse of the sacrificial heart of Christ. But we are the ones who receive this gift of ourselves, both in our daily bread and from the selfless offerings of others, and choose to repay this debt of gratitude by pouring ourselves out again and again for one another as a living sacrifice and an expression of love. How many have poured their time and energies into me and made me who I am? But each of them, too, are who they have become because of those who have been impressed upon them for good or for ill. And so, when every face impressed in me and etched in the chamber of my heart is likewise made up of multitudes, then each of us must be a temple of temples, a mosaic of mosaics. Yes, if every face is a puzzle, then each and every piece within it is, just as well, another face and another puzzle, complete.